Question debate during this One Day Wednesday. It is coming up on 7:07 on this Wednesday, May the 4th, and today we will cover several big questions, not just one, from the questions raised by the killing of Osama bin Laden to the debate over how to balance the federal budget to the latest developments in state politics with our two guests, Matt Rothschild and John Sharpless. This is One Day Wednesday on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Gaster along with Mike Crane, telling you that you make this program on Wisconsin Public Radio possible and asking you to take a moment right now to make a pledge of support during One Day Wednesday.
Well, what's One Day Wednesday? It's our one-day membership drive, not 7 days or 14 or whatever. It means more talk, less fundraising. But it only works when you give right now on this single day of our spring pledge drive. It's the first day, the last day. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Mike, 2,200 pledges to go to meet our overall goal of 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight, all in one day. We have a goal this hour of 120 contributions by 8 o'clock. So your pledge right now will help make One Day Wednesday a success. And who doesn't love a one-day pledge drive? So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How can you fit a pledge drive into one day? Well, we have hours like we had the last hour. We went over the goal. So let's do that again this hour, folks. You know, in just a moment, Matt Rothschild and John Sharpless will be joining Joy for that look at some of the big questions of the week. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just about 2 minutes of your time. Time well spent. You tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card because it saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away for WPR. But no matter how you choose to give, take those 2 minutes right now and make a pledge for One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is One Day Wednesday, and big things are happening for you and WPR. We know that you prefer short pledge drives to long ones, so here you go, all of it in one day. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. Here's someone to tell you more.
This is Cheryl Gaster along with Mike Crane, and you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Listener support is such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. So make your donation right now in support of all the programs you count on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first day of our pledge drive. No, today is also the last day of our pledge drive. It's our spring membership drive, but it's One Day Wednesday, and the staff is thrilled to get it all done in one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you the great discussions you count on. And we bet you're even more thrilled because you get the programs that you enjoy, but it only works when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear about politics, the humanities, current events, you name it, you hear it here. And it's a valuable service, a service worth your support. Your contribution of $50 or $100 or whatever amount you choose makes the Ideas Network programs possible. If you've pledged yet, thank you. But if not, do so now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. So Cheryl and I have this goal. It's 120 pledges that we're supposed to inspire in you. And that number is reachable when you consider the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to WPR each week. But we're talking to you, one of those listeners, and we're asking you to contribute to this group effort.
If there are two or more people listening in your household, it's an even bigger bargain. Help us to make light work of this goal. Make a donation of any amount. And remember, it's not about how much you can do alone. It's about what we can do together as a WPR community. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and we are making it happen. This spring membership drive is just one day long. Support the programs you love today on One Day Wednesday, that audacious idea, a one-day pledge drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-252.
Another 116 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal. 48 minutes to get those pledges. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is going to last just one day.
And these goals aren't goals for goals' sakes. They help to pay for the programs that you count on the Ideas Network. So get in touch with us now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you for your support.
Thank you very much for your support on this One Day Wednesday. This is a special edition of The Big Question on this One Day Wednesday here on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, and it's 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 4th. Joining me this morning to debate several big questions this hour, John Sharpless, who is a professor of history at UW-Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us, Matt Rothschild, editor and publisher of The Progressive. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll put your mic on and then we'll hear you. But let's start with the big news of the week, U.S. Special Forces killing Osama bin Laden. John Sharpless, does President Obama deserve high marks for authorizing this mission?
Absolutely. I think it's a job well done, and I'm pleased that nonpartisan people and Republicans have stepped forward to praise him. Apparently, there's a few grumpy people like Rush Limbaugh who've dissented on that, but I think it's a moment of affirmation for policy well done.
Matt?
Well, I'm not so good a person that I don't rejoice at the death of any mass murderer, so to see bin Laden gone is something that sits fine with me. I do wonder if he was not armed and whether they could have taken him into custody, whether that was possible, because the story keeps changing from the White House as to whether he was armed or not, whether he used his wife as a human shield or not, which always smelled fishy to me as though it was propaganda, because it was a way to humiliate bin Laden by saying he's such a coward he pushed his wife in front of a bullet. So I never believed that. It is a question. You know, all the information's coming from the White House, so and they keep changing their story. So it is a question of exactly what happened there. Mm-hmm. But that bin Laden is gone is certainly not a sad thing. You know, I kind of rejoice whenever a mass murderer dies, whether it's bin Laden or Pinochet or Suharto or Ronald Reagan, for that matter.
Hey, that's mean.
Let's talk about the whether or not the White House, the administration, should release pictures of the corpse of Osama bin Laden. This morning in the news, it's being reported that those pictures may not be released because apparently there is not a lot of doubt in the Muslim world that that bin Laden is dead. Matt Rothschild, a thought on whether photographic evidence needs to be released?
Well, I don't need to see it, that's for sure. I don't need to be convinced that he's dead. I don't need to be reveling in the gore of the picture. And so I don't know why it needs to go public. I also wonder, you know, are they going to dust up the picture on the computer? You know, there's all sorts of capabilities that they could do in releasing a photo. So I'm skeptical of, you know, whether it would be the absolute first picture they took, a real picture they took, but I've got no doubt that bin Laden died, and I don't need to see this gory physical evidence.
John Sharpless?
Well, there was a problem here, obviously. We were stuck with the body. I think I would have done it differently. I this whole thing about burying him at sea, I'm not so sure he deserved any kind of dignity at the end. I'm kind of surprised they didn't bring him back to the United States and have some kind of viewing. I don't mean the public at all, but I mean representatives of our allies. And quite frankly, I would like to have seen the diplomats from the Middle East country show up and take a look at the body. But now that he's been put overboard, there will be pressure to document the death. I think eventually, as with the photographs of John F. Kennedy, there'll be a time when they are revealed. I suspect, you know, years from now, there'll be a time when the issue has receded in terms of its volatility. We may see a whole file on this operation. Maybe it's just time now to take the government at its word and move forward.
We will talk more about this issue coming up in our next segment. We'll talk about what the death of Osama bin Laden should mean for the war in Afghanistan, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also, later in the program, debate the different approaches to reducing the federal budget deficit, and we will also have a segment on the latest in state politics, including the special election results yesterday and the attempts to recall state senators. I'm Joy Cardine, along with John Sharpless and Matt Rothschild. This is a one-day Wednesday edition of The Big Question here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And this is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane, and today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
And we're doing it. I need the mic. Thanks, Cheryl. And we are doing that One Day Wednesday because we're going to squeeze an entire pledge drive into just one day, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With another 102 pledges in the next 42 minutes, we will stay on track for this hour's goal. So make your pledge now. Help us reach that goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, raising all the money in one day does not mean we need less money. It just means we have to raise the dollars faster. Everyone wins if we do. You win because it's more programming, less on-air fundraising. Pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network connects you with experts. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine, a politician, the author of a book? Well, the Ideas Network brings these experts to you day after day, and you can help make it possible with a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm absolutely convinced that supporting WPR today will be one of the best things you can do with 2 minutes of your time. You just need to give some very basic information, who you are, how to get in touch with you, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization.
And your gift now will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world in the days and months to come. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, it's me, Michael Feldman. What can you accomplish in just one day? Clean out the attic, spread some mulch, perhaps paint the porch? Well, here at WPR, we're shooting much higher than that. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're aiming to raise all the money we'd normally try to raise in a full week. Don't laugh, it's possible, but only with your help right now. So while today it's Pledge Drive, tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. So make your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can make that pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Good morning, Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane, here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your gift is $50, maybe $100 or $500 or $1,000 even. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount for you. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We just heard from Michael Feldman, and that's one example of one of the great weekend programs that you'll hear fundraising free. That means that, to the best of our knowledge, in Car Talk and What Do You Know with Michael Feldman and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and all the rest, those will be without fundraising in the months to come because your gift today on One Day Wednesday will make that possible. Give as generously as you can according to your means at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, Mike, most of us, regardless of what we do, like to have our work noticed and appreciated. That's also true for this program and for WPR. So show your appreciation by pledging your support to Wisconsin Public Radio right now.
Your pledge, in effect, says, I want more. You do want more programming, right? Not more fundraising. So it's One Day Wednesday. We're going to pack that whole pledge drive into a single day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio informs, entertains, encourages constructive discussion. And in the course of all that, We foster a sense of community. You make Wisconsin a better place by participating as a listener.
That's right. And now we're asking you to be a participant in becoming a member of WPR. Your donation in any amount, $5, that's great. $50, $5,000, whatever you think is right, that's going to make you a member. And in its way, it's going to make Wisconsin a better place. Give now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Mike, just 93 pledges left to go to reach this hour's goal. About 40 minutes to do it. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive, so make it happen right now with your pledge. Give it WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you for your support.
This is a special edition of The Big Question on this One Day Wednesday here on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 22 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 4th. We are talking with Matt Rothschild of the Progressive and UW-Madison History Professor John Sharpless about several big questions this hour. You can join in, too, if you'd like to talk on air, if you have a point that you'd like Matt and John to debate or address. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Continuing on with our discussion on the implications of the killing of Osama bin Laden and what this means for foreign policy. John Sharpless, does this mean that the war in Afghanistan should end earlier?
Well, I don't think it will. I suppose the president could use this as a symbolic moment in addition to sort of a victory on the ongoing battle against terrorism to say that our efforts in Afghanistan can come to an end. Remember, we've added additional goals in Afghanistan beyond the suppression of terrorism, and he would have to step back from those goals. Where our goal is a stable government, democracy, public access, more rights for women. There's a long list of things that have not been attained here. I'm not so sure those things are going to be attained with an army anyway.
There are some Congress members, Matt Rothschild, who are going to be introducing some legislation tomorrow to pin down the administration on a specific timetable and an earlier withdrawal. Do you think that's a good idea?
I sure do. I think we should get out of there and get out of there this year. I mean, Obama said we were going to start withdrawing troops in July. And then they started to backpedal on that. It seems to me that it's going to be strictly symbolic. Let's remember the president has tripled the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and the only real reason the American people have supported it to the extent that they did was because of Osama bin Laden, and now he's dead. And at this point, two-thirds of the American public are against the Afghan war, and it's time to get out of there. There's no reason why we should be propping up a corrupt government, and it's a no-win situation. I do, if I just could take a second to go back to the killing of bin Laden, because I wanted to make one point, and that is this concept of justice. The president came before the American public. He said justice was done. This is a bit of lingo that George W. Bush used to say. We're going to bring the terrorists to justice. I don't think the word justice should adorn an assassination. This isn't our conception of justice. This is rough justice or frontier justice or mafia justice, soprano justice, Corleone justice. And we have a system of justice here that is exalted for good reason because of the presumption of innocence and habeas corpus and due process. And to confuse the two, I think, is to discredit what we stand for.
John Sharpless, was this justice?
I'm going to have to agree with Matt on this. I think sometimes we're not the only country that does this. Obviously, the role of vengeance goes all the way back to the Iliad. Greek tragedies are based on vengeance. It is a part, I think, of the human condition. You're angered by an indignity. Sometimes it's justified to be angry. Sometimes the vengeance is justified. But, and I think in this case, our vengeance was justified. But as a philosophical issue, I have to agree with Matt. I'm not so sure what it has to do with justice. Justice has to do with a legal deliberation. He was guilty. We executed him. We cut out all the formalities of a court, a trial, and sometimes that is done. Obviously, we kill lots of Nazis without trial because we just decided they were bad guys and it was time to do away with them. This was a war against not only terrorism, but it became a war against a single man. And this is a this moment is righteous if you like Dirty Harry movies.
We have to hold it there for now, and I'm going to make the executive decision to carry over this topic for our next segment as we are holding a special big question edition during One Day Wednesday, a day when we are also asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will talk more with Matt Rothschild and John Sharpless in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Mike Crane. Today is One Day Wednesday here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. One Day Wednesday where we reduce an entire pledge drive to just one day, today. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than a third of our budget.
And we only have one day to raise the money. It is a one-day pledge drive. Help us to make it a success by making your pledge right now. $50, $100, every gift makes a difference, no matter what the amount. So get in touch at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 84 pledges in the next 34 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are so important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
And a gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift right now will help to pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Just give on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whether it's 3 minutes of a news update or 60-minute talk shows, you hear about the topics that impact your life, and you hear about them on Wisconsin Public Radio. And listeners like you help to pay for the quality of the programs that you hear every day. So give now. Keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong on this One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we want you to be able to pledge quickly, and giving is really easy, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Whether you're talking to one of our operators or filling out that form online, all we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
And if you can, use a credit card. It saves time and money. Or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then make that decision. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, it's us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, with some good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to shorten its pledge drive to just one day so they can provide more uninterrupted programming.
And what's the bad news?
Well, if it works, they won't interrupt Car Talk.
How unfortunate.
Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to raise all the money they need today, and they can't do it without what?
Stealing Scott Simon's lunch money.
No, they can't do it without listeners calling in, so please make your pledge now, and here's how.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. Thanks to Click and Clack, I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Mike Crane here on One Day Wednesday asking for your support of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on, like Car Talk. Thanks in advance for your gift. And again, you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What you do today will help to keep Wisconsin Public Radio pledge drives short. Join the nearly 900 people who have already pledged in support of WPR and our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Give now. It's easy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is so exciting. It's a one-day fund drive, but it can only work if everybody does their part.
And Mike, it's great to see 900 pledges nearly toward that 3,000 pledge goal for the entire day. We're off to a great start, but keep those pledges coming in. Now, you might wonder, when you're making a pledge, what it pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers so you can call in with your questions and talk on the air. We rely on newspapers and magazine subscriptions, internet services so that we can research the topics of the day. And all of these things and so many more have costs. And your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps to pay for them.
Now, maybe you like WPR because of the good things it brings to the community. For you, having WPR available is personally important, and it's also important for you that everyone in the state has access to in-depth news and just the incredible, thoughtful discussions that you hear day in and day out. Maybe it's just the fun conversations and the entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of any amount, and you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for your entire community. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and the last day of Wisconsin Public Radio's spring membership drive. Like you, we are excited to get it done in just one day. So give us a call right now or get to in touch online, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mike and Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is now 7:32 on this Wednesday, May the 4th, One Day Wednesday. And we are talking during a special edition of The Big Question during this One Day Wednesday with Matt Rothschild of the Progressive Magazine and UW-Madison history professor John Sharpless. We are discussing many issues during today's big question. Spent most of our time talking about the implications of the killing of Osama bin Laden. And I think we'll continue on that thread during this segment, gentlemen. And I wanted to get both of you to react to the cheering rallies that transpired when this news was heard. Or I should say when a lot of people read about this news on Facebook, I think. That's another interesting aspect of this story. And there were spontaneous rallies, the White House, Ground Zero, and elsewhere. John Sharpless, what do you make of that?
Well, I was very impressed with the youth of the crowd. And I was trying to figure out and the exuberance was more like what you would see with a winning athletic event, the Packers winning the Super Bowl. That was the sense the crowd had. And I tried to figure that out. I'm fascinated by American popular culture, and the young character of that crowd was impressive. And it seems to me what we might be seeing here is a younger generation that felt the impact of 9/11 and all that has followed it, you know, close friends going off mm-hmm. to the war. I think they've felt the impact of our anti-terrorist efforts at the airport. An adult will suffer through it. A young person, I think, could find the whole thing a bit traumatic, talk of possible attacks. So I think for these young people, this really was about the Wicked Witch being dead.
And Matt, your reaction to those big cheering rallies?
Well, they make me uncomfortable, frankly, because I think we need to recognize, first of all, I'm uncomfortable by expressions of nationalism, because I think nationalism is a dangerous little metal to play with. But also, I wonder whether the people at those rallies were saying, we're learning the right lesson. Let's put it that way. Whether they were learning that we shouldn't use violence as a convenient or the most convenient tool in the toolbox to go serve our own purposes. I wonder if they were learning the lesson that we shouldn't sacrifice innocent lives, mass innocent lives, to serve our purposes or anybody's purposes. Because that's what bin Laden did. He used violence as a ready tool. He didn't mind at all killing innocent people. And that's what many of our presidents have done. McKinley, LBJ, Truman, Reagan, George W. Bush in Iraq. And I think until we learn those lessons, just to cheer because we got the bad guy who attacked us doesn't show a maturity and a morality about what bin Laden really did that was wrong.
Let's take a call from Jim in Osceola. Hello, Jim. Please be as brief as you can.
Okay. As far as the photo goes, it's lose-lose because if you show it, a picture's worth a thousand words, but in today's environment, the picture's worth a 1,000 Photoshops, and I don't think you will always convince anybody.
Yeah. Is that lose-lose, Matt Rothschild, in releasing this photo, if it's released at all?
Well, I agree with Jim. I don't think there's much to gain, and there will be a question always about, you know, whether they doctored the photos. I mean, there are already conspiracy theories floating around about bin Laden's death, which I don't buy, and I never bought the 9/11 conspiracy theories either, and I don't know what those people are going to be out of work today, I think.
Yeah. Any thoughts brief on this, John?
I'm confident, as a historian, there'll be a day when there'll be a release of considerable information on this. We'll learn a lot more about the operation, the decision-making. I think particularly since the Obama administration will view this as a high point, they'll want to brag about it a bit. It's down the road. Right now, the photos might be offensive. 2, 3, 4 years from now, I could see a release of photographs just as they did, what was it, a decade after the death of Kennedy.
Let me get you both quickly, because we only have a minute here, to react to a new poll that is out that gives President Obama an 11% bump due to his handling of this situation. Is that going to last, Matt?
You know, I don't think so, and I know some Democrats are saying the election's over, and I think that's just foolish wishful thinking. I think Obama is going to be in a hard re-election campaign. The economy isn't going to be, booming, and a lot of the enthusiasm for Obama about making history is not going to be there the second time around.
30 seconds, John Sharpless.
The first president, George Bush, was at 90% approval ratings in the first Gulf War, receiving great praise. Americans were rallying around our victory in that war. And he lost that election, and I think the phrase was the economy, stupid. The economy, unless there's some major international crisis between now and then, it'll be the economy that determines the outcome of this election.
We are going to continue talking with John Sharpless and Matt Rothschild about state politics next here on this special One Day Wednesday edition of The Big Question here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Mike Crane on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on One Day Wednesday. Here on the Ideas Network, you hear about topics big and small. That's one of the reasons why you listen, and we hope that's why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because, again, today is One Day Wednesday.
One Day Wednesday, an entire pledge drive squeezed into one day, and we need another 55 pledges in the next 21 minutes to keep us on track for this single day of pledge drive. You told us you wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising, and we can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5, $10 a month, it'll only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you think of it, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio or computer to listen on, but we need your support to make it possible. So contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is easy, and this is the one day, Wednesday, to do it. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and just a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long you'll benefit from this program and all of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you've come to love. So make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please, give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. Get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
And thank you, Nina. I'm Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane, here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio on One Day Wednesday. Listener support, such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. So make your donation in support of all the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One Day Wednesday. One Day Wednesday, you get the idea. You know, your employer might provide matching funds for your donation, which means you could double, maybe even triple the value of your gift to WPR.
If you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, well, pledge now and ask your human resources department the next time you get the chance. Pledge your support to this program and to WPR as a whole at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, these days you expect HD radio and online streaming and being able to listen to audio archives of our shows and to download it and lots of stuff on our website, and WPR meets those expectations.
But these things are not free. They require an investment in technology and engineering. Your donation right now will help keep us relevant in a changing world. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Have you heard? It's One Day Wednesday, and that means that our pledge drive is going to be an entire week grand, just jammed in to this single day. You know, you connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information and great engaging content and entertainment. Your gift supports that connection for you and for others across the state. Leadership gifts of $1,000 or more are increasingly important to our continued success. So if you can make a gift at that level, or really make a gift at any amount that you think is generous, that could for you be $5. Every dollar makes a difference. Visit WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And Mike, we have so much to celebrate today, including the fact that we only have 46 more pledges to go to reach the goal this hour.
All right, let's
help,
go, folks.
Help us reach that goal of 120 pledges by 8 o'clock. And Wisconsin Public Radio has so many programs, great listeners, and we're doing our third annual one-day pledge drive. It's been a success in the past, and we know it can work again today with your help. So join in that celebration. Support the programs that you count on every day and make One Day Wednesday a smashing success with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Would you consider making the pledge in the form of an ongoing monthly gift? You can set that up on your credit card, or better yet, set it up with your bank account. That's what I just did, actually, in renewing my pledge. And when you make an ongoing gift, you don't have to remember anymore whether, am I supposed to renew or not?
Mm-hmm. You'll be a sustaining member, and your support will be as consistent as your WPR listening, month after month, year after year. So become a sustainer now during One Day Wednesday by making an ongoing gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've heard the phrase, think globally, act locally.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expression you can really put into practice by listening to and then giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you listen, you find out about the world, and it encourages you to think big.
And when you donate, you're acting locally to keep that high-quality talk, music, and news available to you and to your community. So please, think globally and act locally right now by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm trying to remember. Have I mentioned that it's One Day Wednesday?
I think maybe once.
Yeah, okay. Well, it is One Day Wednesday, an entire pledge drive jammed into one day. To provide great radio like you listen to day in and day out, we do need to pay the bills, and we count on listeners like you to help. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's quick and easy, and you'll be finished in no time at all. So consider a donation of $60 or $120. That's about a dollar or two a week. And your contribution in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps to make Wisconsin Public Radio possible.
We have more of the show to come, but we have just 40 pledges to go in the next 15 minutes to reach the goal for this hour. You can help us. It's One Day Wednesday. Please get in touch at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is now 7:45 on this Wednesday, May the 4th, and you are tuned to a special One Day Wednesday edition of The Big Question. We have two guests with us, as we usually do Wednesday at this time, to debate a big question facing the state or nation. During this hour, we have talked about several big questions with John Sharpless, professor of history at UW-Madison, and Matt Rothschild, editor and publisher of The Progressive. Let's turn to state politics now. We did online post a poll, and you are invited to vote online at WPR.org or find the poll on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It states that signatures have been filed to recall 6 Republican state senators. 3 Democratic state senators are also facing recall elections. The signatures to recall Democratic Senator Julie Loss of Stevens Point are still in the process of being collected, so we don't know about that one. We asked, which of the following best describes how you feel about the recall efforts? Should Democratic senators be recalled? Should Republican senators be recalled? Should neither, or should senators from both parties be recalled? So far, 88% of you voting online think that the Republican senators who are facing recall should be recalled. Matt Rothschild, what do you make of that?
Well, I think it measures the intensity of people's unhappiness with Walker's savage attack on public sector workers and collective bargaining. It's not representative, I don't think, but I do think it measures that degree of anger that's out there.
And you, John Sharpless?
Well, it represents the left-wing orientation of your listenership. Bless them. I think that we're going to see some interesting races as a result of the recalls aimed at the legislature. I don't know if the state has ever had this level of recall activity. I'm fascinated as a historian of Wisconsin politics to see how it goes. I think Democrats' enthusiasm about recalling Walker is misplaced. I suspect by next year, when they have to go out there and circulate the petitions, they're not going to do it. They're not going to reach the number they need statewide. And here's why. I think a lot of people can, by then, much of the heat will have subsided. There'll be other issues that Walker confronts by then. But more important, there's a lot of people who I suspect opposed Walker's policies, but think that recall is going too far. And this is very common in politics. You can oppose somebody and yet at the same time say, I'm not sure this is a reason for them to end their term. So I suspect that translating these current recall movements into an overall recall of Walker, it's unlikely.
Do you agree, Matt?
No, I totally disagree. I mean, already some of those recall efforts have more than 100,000 signatures, maybe closer to 200,000 of people pledging to recall Walker. And I don't think it's going to fade away, because if they end up shoving through this anti-collective bargaining law, people are going to be reminded of it every 2 weeks when they see their wages cut by 5-10%, maybe more. They're going to be reminded of it if they're out of a job.
Matt, as a public employee, it's going to be 20% for me.
So there you go. And that's something that's going to really grate on people. And I think Walker may indeed get recalled, and then there'll be an election, and then it'll be close. We're facing a historic time here. We've never had this many recalls going on, nothing near it, and I think it's quite interesting.
Can we read anything into the special election results from yesterday? 3 open seats due to Scott Walker appointments into his administration. 2 Republicans winning seats that were held by Republicans, 1 Democrat taking a seat that was held by now DOA Secretary Mike Hipsch in the La Crosse area. Matt?
I think that's very good news for the Democratic Party, very good news for the people who are behind these recall efforts of Republicans. I think the Republican state senators like Randy Hopper and Alberta Darling and Dan Kopanky and Luther Olson should be more worried today than they were yesterday.
And
I think it's an interesting, modest gain for the Democrats. Obviously, it doesn't affect, at this point, votes in the legislature substantially. I think these are hard races to read. They were all Republican seats, and they lost one, so I suppose you could see it as a setback for Republicans. I still think that when this all nets out, there's not going to be a substantial change in the distribution in the legislature at the end of it. And I'm a public employee. This has hit me awfully hard. It's tested my Republican mettle considerably. But I also think there's a lot of people in the state who are really concerned about the budget. There's not malice there. It's not that they hate me. I have to remind myself of that. But they are concerned about the budget and growing debt on the state level. And Walker plays on that very powerfully. We don't like him in Madison here, but I think a lot of his approaches to public policy find support outside of the Dane County area.
We just have a minute to go. Just brief reactions from both of you. Matt Rothschild, do you think the state of Wisconsin needs to have a photo ID? Voters need to show a photo ID at the polls before voting.
No, I think this is a very anti-democratic measure, and there's no reason for it. The voting fraud is not an issue here. I do think that there is malice, though. People don't, in the Republican Party, hate John, but they hate the very idea of the public and the public sector, and I think that's what this fight is about.
Yeah, an assembly committee did endorse the photo ID legislation. John Sharpless, do we need this?
I think this is much to do about nothing. Republicans are always convinced that the Democrats are sneaking Canadians across the border to vote in our elections. And then on the other side, the Democrats are claiming that if you pass a voter ID law, some little old lady who's voted since Reconstruction is going to be barred at the polls. I do think it's interesting that the biggest problem we've had in elections recently were the result of a woman who was thoroughly Republican losing more than 7,000 votes in the basement.
I wish we had time to talk more about that, but we do not. We'll take that up another day. John Sharpless, Matt Rothschild, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joy.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is One Day Wednesday on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Mike Crane, here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, because listener support is such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on, like the Joy Cardine Show and the great conversation we just heard, and make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, this is One Day Wednesday, and we are here to raise the money for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Make your pledge in any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Mike, another 26 pledges to go in just about 7 minutes or so. We can make that goal with your pledge of support. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is just going to last one day.
One day. That's right. One Day Wednesday. And we are asking you to help us meet this goal, to help to pay for the programs by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have been enjoying the conversation with Matt Rothschild and John Sharpless. Now take just a few minutes, 2 minutes of your time, to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now because we're trying to get in as many pledges as we possibly can at the end of the hour. Your pledge at WPR.org will keep the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on here on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org. And of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
You share each weekday morning with Joy Cardine and her guests. Maybe your alarm clock wakes you up to it, or you share breakfast in the kitchen with her, or you drive to work with Joy and her wonderful guests. So your morning, you know, would not be the same without this program and the great discussions that you hear. Pledge your support for these morning conversations. Keep them going strong with your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a whole pledge drive jammed into one day, One Day Wednesday. Now, you may be thinking, I've never pledged before. What's it like? It really just is a short process. It takes about 3 minutes.
You answer some basic questions like your name, your address, how much you'd like to donate, and how you'd like to pay. And that's it. Make your first donation to Wisconsin Public Radio on this One Day Wednesday, and I promise you'll feel good about it. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's talk about something important. You call yourself a public radio listener. Well, how about you call yourself a pledger? Put that coffee down. Coffee is for pledgers only. Oh, have I got your attention now? Only one thing counts in this life, and that is pledging public radio. And if you can't pledge public radio, then goodbye. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it. Nice guy? Who cares? Successful at your job? I don't give a damn. Good parent? Go home and play with your kids. You want to support public radio? Then pledge. A-B-P. A always B-B-P pledging. Always be pledging. Always be pledging. A-I-D-A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know you are because you're listening to me right now. Decision. Have you made your decision to pledge? And action. The money's out there. They're waiting for you to pledge it. You don't? I got no sympathy for you. Pick up the phone. Here's the number to call.
The number to call, 888-202-2552. Cheryl Gasser, along with Mike Crane and Alec Baldwin, thank you for that wonderful encouragement for listeners to support Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org, another way you can pledge. We are here on this One Day Wednesday to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And your gift, perhaps it's $50, maybe $100, maybe $500. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount for you, and we thank you for it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We do have just 19 pledges to go to stay on track this hour, and we've got just about 3 minutes to raise those 19 pledges. So make your contribution right now. WPR.org is always open, and I bet you'll get through on the phone, too, right now at 888-202-2552.
Your pledge helps make One Day Wednesday a success, and who doesn't like a one-day pledge drive? So take just a few minutes right now to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, these are the kinds of things we're hearing from listeners. Elizabeth from Madison said, I feel like WPR is a voice of reason that we can't afford to lose. And Elizabeth made her pledge. Here's how you do it. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help keep Wisconsin Public Radio pledge drives short. You can make your gift now on this one-day spring membership drive, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge right now will help to keep this program and everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio strong. And please let us know that you enjoy this one-day concept.
12 pledges to go in just about 2 minutes. We need your help to meet the goal for this hour. And you're wondering, well, how much should I give? You decide. It really is okay. It's up to you because a contribution in any amount will be turned into great programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long. Make your pledge right now on One Day Wednesday, the only day of our pledge drive, at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And when you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs that you count on every single day. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Jeffrey of Darlington said, on the Ideas Network, my eyes take a rest and my ears get a chance to absorb information. Thank you, Jeff, for your pledge. How about you? Can you get in touch on this One Day Wednesday when we have just 10 more pledges to go in this hour to be successful for the hour? 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Mike, we heard from Sarah in Stoughton who says she decided to give now because of the coverage regarding the Wisconsin budget and the politics that she hears. Steve and Deb in Whitehall said, we love WPR and listen every day. It's our lifeline and keeps us connected to what's happening in the world. Thank you for those pledges. Now, how about you on this One Day Wednesday? Let's make that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just 7 pledges will get us to the goal for this hour. Get on the phone right now or make that pledge at WPR.org. The phone number is 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Make your pledge now if you've already given. Thanks so much. But you can make One Day Wednesday a success with your pledge.